towards class, dignity, compassion, knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. Wisdom is still our best invention, and it is the only road to problem prevention. We have people who refuse to wear a mask and get angry at those who fulfill that task. Others say unvaccinated shouldn't get a place at a hospital, but both are losing their minds little by little. They are like this because of the culture they were raised in. Lack of wisdom is how all these troubles begin. Politicians, leaders, principals, teachers, parents are all at fault. Without wisdom, the world will run in circles without any result. There are multiple plans in place across the world, but things won't work even if everyone does what they are told, because there is scarcely a leader that has become wise, as greatness is still a rare prize. The only thing that will help humanity grow is wisdom, and we have learned that a long time ago. If problems are not prevented, then liars will destroy everything precious we have invented. For one, corrupting education is the oldest trick invented by knaves. It is how people are tricked into becoming slaves. A corrupt education is one that only makes us think that we learn and know, but at its core, it is just for the show. Fake education is a powerful theatrical game. Even knowing this, people will still go for it all the same. Today, school is about pretending to learn by just memorizing for tests, and as a side effect, to line pockets of all the liars and pests. Who could ever think pixel art can make a family safe and unafraid, or that drawing portraits of celebrities will get the bills paid? But the act of creation is the only worthwhile foundation. It does not aim to fill a student's mind, but lights their flame to nobly help the humankind. Life without wisdom does not work, you know. It only tricks us to think slow. It always comes as a surprise to find an adult willing to admit that they are not yet wise. But that is exactly what fake education will do. It will steal from you. It will take all the wisdom and leave us fighting at a time when we should be uniting. Everything that surrounds us is misunderstood and messing with our heads. It is not just masks and hospital beds. Every argument where both sides are wrong prevents humanity from growing strong. There are so many misunderstandings that most arguments simply waste life. Without wisdom, we will only argue about meaningless misery and strife. Instead of disagreement, humanity must ask what is the next thing we can fix. Otherwise, we'll waste our minds on broken politics. We should be very angry that we accepted neutered education that bans books and merely feeds checks to all the pretenders and crooks. In a century that we knew had a pandemic coming, educating children to deal with it was the real force of overcoming. Oh, and instead of having them fight in all the wars ahead, we have to teach children peace and wisdom instead. Broken schools can only manufacture sharp tools. This is the greatest tragedy that humanity has ever seen, and the only way out of it is wisdom and intellectual hygiene. We have to leave all the bad ideas behind, because we can't see the future when we are divided and blind. This is heaven, right here, right now, and every one of us has to make the future better somehow. Now is when we leave our mark, while we still own that precious spark. In our books, poems, and especially portraits and pixel art, because self-education is the only way to become wise and smart. When you argue politics and misidentify basic hopes and dreams, calling everything a system, that only means someone stole your wisdom. Only a fool can hope to live in poverty and keep the world starving too. We need to start thinking things through. Our highest political hopes are nowhere close to prevent children from being born poor. That is how sick our delusion of grandeur. We are at the lowest level of development and wisdom. Science is the only functional system. Borders, religions, prisons, forced poverty, and turning young people into tools is exactly why we need real education and real schools. What marks a real school is that it induces a culture of wisdom and class. That is the real test that students must pass. Class is an important component of wisdom and greatness, and that is what self-education helps the students witness. Once they taste their first art show, they will learn something they didn't know. They will learn that with authenticity, they are capable of great height, and that all along, it has been their right. Something as silly as screenfuls of pixel art or interesting computer code will help them think in a higher mode. They will see themselves as creators and part of the future of humankind. And rather than overwork, they will take to improving their mind. Standardized education only forces students to memorize and pretend to know. It is just a dog and pony show. We can't tolerate the theft of wisdom and that chance at becoming great. The schools, in their greed, are teaching students not to invent or create. The class and culture that the students should adopt must neither be warped nor ever stopped. The class is their wisdom, their dignity, and their brilliance, the very thing behind the best of their resilience. A school that does not ignite the culture of greatness is fake, and it dims the world's brightness. We can all agree that life is dear. Therefore, we must encourage students to wisdom prior to a career. Please remember that we are the opposite of machines and tools. And may you be a part of the movement that builds real schools.